There is a lot of speculation around what the effects would be. One thing that is fundamental to understand is that the Iranian regime is very different from a run-of-the-mill dictatorship, in that it is a oligarchy, a collective decision-making mechanism, at the helm of which is the supreme leader Ali Khamenei, who, for all intents and purposes, seems to be extremely fine and extremely well. Very important foreign policy issues. Relationship with Iraq, relationship with terrorist groups outside Iran, relationship with the Taliban in Afghanistan, the nuclear dossier, are not primarily decided by the president who leads the government or the foreign minister or even the minister responsible for that file in any other state, but by a structure that is getting very little mention in media reports, but which is fundamental to the functioning of the regime. This is the Supreme National Security Council, in which the president has a seat, the ministers that you would expect in a Security Council, the Minister of Defense, Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Interior Minister, any other minister of the government that whose portfolio gets discussed, as well as the Chief of the General Staff, the Chief of the IRGC, the Pasdaran, the Revolutionary Guards, the Chief of the Army, Navy, and Air Force, as well as two representatives of the Supreme Leader directly appointed by Ali Khamenei. That's the group who makes decisions on what happens with terrorist groups and their supports from Iran. These guys, not just the IRGC alone, they are the ones who are implementing, but the strategy is decided there. Now, two of the participants, the foreign minister and the president, are no longer in the council, being replaced by caretakers. But that doesn't change the general decision of the National Security Council, or the Supreme National Security Council, as such. And during the funeral of Raisi, everyone showed up of those terrorist groups. The Houthis sent a representative, Hezbollah sent his number two, Haniyeh, the number one of Hamas, showed up, representative from the Syrian groups, representative from the popular mobilization forces in Iraq, all were there. And if media reports are to be believed, all got assured that there is going to be a steady ship going forward and that there will be not an impact. I think that is not just posturing. I think there is not a chance that there's going to be a reverse or change of significant size simply because there was this unfortunate accident of the president and the foreign minister who carelessly sat in the same helicopter.
How is the U.S. and the West responding to this death? And have you seen and heard of concerns from any of your folks that you talk to about a possible spike in terrorism or change in the terrorism picture?
So far, I have not heard a lot of panic. The reaction was as subdued as it had to be. There was a pro forma condolences, I think, from the US administration. The EU countries, some sent condolences individually, but the actual official condolences were very subdued by the European Union itself on behalf of all the member states. Though there wasn't really a great outpour of grief. Don't forget, Raisi has a past in Iran, is responsible not only for putting down the Women Life Freedom Movement with abject violence, but also in the early 80s, shortly after the revolution, was a revolutionary judge and sentenced literally hundreds to death in some court cases, taking minutes to decide. So it is not a massive loss to the human gene pool that Raisi is no longer with us
So
anymore.
how would this impact ISIS? Because we know ISIS is no friend of the regime. We know that they also launched an attack there not too long ago. Or if it wasn't ISIS, it was some terror group that did it. So how is this going to impact them and their actions against Iran?
Look, I mean, I think it's pretty clear now that the big attack in Kerman that you referred to at the anniversary of the death of Qasem Soleimani, the killing by the US administration, Trump administration of Qasem Soleimani in Iraq, was a ISIS operation. That one and the Moscow attack are really the big latest IS attacks. And Iran happens to be right next door to Afghanistan, where ISIS Khorasan province, the most active ISIS affiliate that is conducting over the horizon, i.e., outside Afghanistan terrorist organizations, is located. Obviously, everyone is going to see whether there is some signs of weakness. We will have a snap election, very quick vetting of candidates until the, I think, 8th of June, and then the election, the final list announced 12th of June, election on the 28th of June. I don't think there's enough time for ISIS to pull off something of very big significance. Obviously, they're definitely going to try, but I cannot see that being possible because that window of uncertainty within the government in Iran is considerably small. It's over by the 29th of June. And as I said, the general direction of foreign policy is not changing until that time, or even very likely afterwards.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, JJ Green, WTOP News.